time for Benedictine Raven basketball on your local sports authority, Get Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC Radio app and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the BNP Propane pregame show.
Knotty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at msc.news.net.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a t-couple. A case situationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMGs! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMGs quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Good evening and welcome to Baldwin City, Kansas, where tonight the final week of the regular season begins as the Benedictine Ravens are being hosted by Baker University in this Heart of America Athletic Conference basketball doubleheader. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph. He's producing and engineering back at the K-Radio Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here high atop the Collins Center on the Baker campus here in Baldwin. Public address announcer getting the introductions made for the starters to the crowd on hand. And to call it a crowd would be a bit of a misnomer. I'm looking across the way, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 fans on the far side. And maybe another 20 on the near side. So they're not exactly packing them in yet, but it's very early in the afternoon. Now, this game pits a couple of teams on pretty much different ends of the spectrum in the conference. Benedictine coming into the game at 21-5, 18-4, and they are in a battle at the top of the Heart of America Athletic Conference. Behind Mid-America, Benedictine and Grandview are both 18-4 on the season. The Lady Ravens, 21-5 overall, and 20-6 is Grandview. Baker, on the other hand, they come into the ball game today. They are 7-17 on the year. They are 6-16 in conference play. And the good news for Baker is they're playing better. And as the season has gone on, they have gotten better and better. And in fact, they have won their last outing. So that all said, let me bring you the starters here this evening. First of all, for Baker University, under third season head coach Tori Murillo, Baker is going to be starting Rihanna Blanchard. Rihanna is a 5'7" sophomore from Newman High School in St. Louis, Missouri. You're going to have Tanya Tease. She's a 5'6" junior from Rogers State. Her home is Tulsa, Oklahoma. Alyssa Morris gets a starting nod. The 6-foot senior from Odessa, Missouri. She transferred in out of Bethel. You're also going to have Destiny Kiner at 5'8", the senior from Christian Brothers out of Chester, Illinois. And running it out will be Sophia Barrett. Sophia is a 6-foot senior from Cedar Rapids, Iowa. The official's coming into the center circle where he's set to jump it off. He's telling the players, get your hands back. Now the ball goes up. The tip is away. Battle for it. Tipped around. Finally saved it down by Baker. Lady Wildcats are going to have the basketball to begin things for Benedictine. It's going to be those 5 seniors you've grown to know, like Kennedy Nicholson, the 5'6" Goddard, Kansas native out of Eisenhower. You're also going to have Josie Weiser from Nortonville out of JCN. Josie's 5'11". Here's a little jump shot. Right side is going to be up and good. And Baker on their first possession is going to take the early lead of the ballgame. They will knock it down. Destiny Kiner has 2. Out there also for Benedictine, it'll be Lauren Dubert from Beloit, Kansas at 5'7". You got Jennifer Jacobs, Cape and Mount Carmel and Wichita, 6'1". The Ravens shot is up, no good. Josie boards it down and puts it up and in, and the Ravens have tied it at 2. And the final starter for Benedictine this evening, it'll be Riley Rodinghouse from Seneca, the Thunder of Nemaha Central, and she is 6'3". Baker with a bounce, come on, it's 2-2. We're in the opening minute of the ladies' game. They'll drive down the lane, go in, left-handed shot, up and good. Baker on their second position scores once again. It is Rihanna Blanchard. So Blanchard knocks it down, and here comes Benedictine with Lauren Dubert bringing the ball into the forecourt. Lady Ravens going from left to right across your dial here in the opening half. And Benedictine in the traveling black uniform. Skip pass underneath, hook shot, Riley in and out, no good. Rebound to go back down comes Baker. They'll bring it into the forecourt with a left-hand dribble, taking it down the left side. Is going to be Destiny Kiner. Jumps it over to the right, driving into the lane. Blanchard drives, shoots, misses. Rebound. She's going to just take it away from Josie. Knocks it out on top where the three is launched and hit the bucket by Alyssa Morris. So Morris hits a 3, and Baker has raced to an early 7-2 lead. We're at 8 minutes to go in quarter number 1. Lady Ravens having a little trouble with the player defense. They'll go to the free throw line. Jacobs, she'll back in, go in, turn, shoot, missed it. Rebound, tipped around. Baker with the ball. It'll be again Rihanna Blanchard coming out of the bounce. Come on, and Baker bringing it into the forecourt. 7:50 to go in quarter number 1. Baker goes 3. Wide to the right side. Doesn't draw iron or backboard or net or anything. It just flies out of bounds off the hand. It will be Lady Raven basketball in the backcourt. Baker doesn't wear home whites, or at least they're not wearing home whites today. They're wearing home bright orange. Their only team color, as Gus would be happy to tell you, and it's got navy blue with white lettering and trim. Drive it down. Coast to coast. Dubert attacks the bucket and scores. First bucket of the ball game for Lauren. Benedictine trails now 7-4, 7.5 to go in quarter number 1. Baker's going to work it around the perimeter. Benedictine will stay with that nice player defense. They love that, and it works very well for them. The pass to the right side, the long 2, air ball short. Rebounded down off the floor by Rodinghouse. She'll get it away to Dubert. Into the forecourt, the Lady Ravens. The feed into J.J., and from the back, she is going to be fouled by Alyssa Morris. Morris is going to pick up her first foul. It'll be the first foul of the ball game by either team, coming at 7:09 to go in the opening quarter. Baker with the home lead early, 7-4. And Lauren will inbound it out on top to Riley. Over to Josie. Baseline, turnaround shot. J.J. for 2. It's a 1-point game. Lady Ravens trailing 7-6 as we go inside 7 to play in quarter number 1. Back up the floor with it. Baker takes it down the right side, stops outside the block, brings it to the top, diving into the lane. A quick runner, but traveling with the basketball is going to be Blanchard. And if these officials are going to call the travels tonight, that will alter the basketball games that we see a lot of times. As we look down at the end, and the Benedictine men's team is making their way in. And, of course, we'll have the guys' game coming up after this one, and around the 7:30 tip-off, depending on the duration of the ladies' game. BC with a basketball, 6:40 to go in quarter number 1. Here's Josie. She'll work to the baseline. She's going to have it slapped out of her hands and knocked out of bounds. It will come back in again to Benedictine. Tanya T's got a hand on that one and kind of rejects it out of bounds down at the end of the bench. Baker under third season, hard to believe, 3 years already, Tori Murillo. She's on her feet standing at the end of the bench, kind of right by Dubert where she's put the ball in play. Ravens are going to bring it in. Here's Ridinghouse, changes direction, little left-handed shot, kind of thrown at the basket. Not so much a shot as a toss up there, and it's going to go away, no good. Rebounding it down is going to be Tease. She'll bring it all the way up the floor, dumps it back behind her. Spinning into the lane, the ball's going to be knocked away. Ravens are going to come up with a steal. Batted away by Jacobs, picked up by the Ravens. Here comes Benedict and Lauren Dubert into the forecourt. 6:10 to go in the opening quarter. The feed in the middle of J.J. Turns direction, spins, shoots, gets two more. Jennifer Jacobs with four and Benedictin with the lead as they have now scored six unanswered. And we are inside, speaking of six, inside 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. Women's college basketball this evening here on K Radio in the heart of America Athletic Conference of the NAIA. Final week of the season. Here's a three launch. No. Rebound, Josie. Weiser's going to clear it down and she will bring it into the forecourt and will throw it to the baseline, but way too high, way too far, and way out of bounds where it comes to the floor. First substitution of the ball game is going to be Rottinghouse checking out of the lineup and coming in out of Adel, Iowa. It's going to be 6'1", Nicole Stork. We're at 5.5 to go in the opening quarter. Baker with a basketball. Benedictin is going to press a little bit on the upcourt play. Not a real tight press. And now it's going to be knocked free and stolen. Here comes Dubert. Kicks it over to Kennedy. Turn, shoot, scores. Ravens are in front. Kennedy Nicholson knocks that down. And Benedictin now on an 8-0 run. And they lead 10-7. 5:16 to go in the first. Lady Wildcats into the forecourt with a little outlet pass. They'll start into the lane, pull up from 13, and roll it around and good. The bucket by Destiny Kiner, and she leads her team with 4 points. It is 10-9, Benedictin. Now inside 5 to go in a pretty rapidly moving opening quarter. Here's Nicholson, the baseline 2 is up and in. Kennedy with 4. Lady Ravens back up 3 at 12-9. 4:40 mark of the opening quarter. Little one-hand push pass deep into the right corner to Alyssa Morris. Back out on top to Blanchard. Baker has not yet made any substitution in the lineup. Now driving to the left side of the lane. The shot rejected by Josie, and it's going to go out of bounds off Benedictin. There will now be a couple of substitutions. One for Benedictin is coming into the game. Let me scan out here and make sure. Yes, it's going to be the sixth senior. It'll be Riley Wade coming into the game for Coach Folsom. Into the game for Baker will be Maggie Myers and let's see who the other player coming in is. Maggie Myers is coming in and Sophia Barrett is in. 4:28 to go, opening quarter. Baker again has it in play at their baseline. Ravens lead by 3. Maggie Myers takes the inbound. They'll dish it over to the right side. Thinking about the 3, now pulling it back down is Barrett. Little 1, 2, 3 steps, and no travel, but the bucket good. And a bucket by Barrett, her first points of the game having just come in. Lady Raven lead again, going to be trimmed to 1. Now the pass inside. Nicole can't handle it. The Ravens are going to turn it over. Hanging on to that 1-point lead with 4 minutes to go in quarter number 1. Into the lane, the turnaround shot is going to be up and good for the left hand. In for the Wildcats. Back in front they go. Tanya Tease gets the score. It is 13-12. Dubert goes left side. Jacobs playing high. Here's Nicole. Looking in the middle, there's no room there. Ravens will reverse the ball. Now feed to Jacobs. On the floor once, twice, backs in, twists, turns, puts it off the window. Count that bucket for Jennifer Jacobs. It's a plus 1. The foul is going to be on Tanya Tease. It'll be her first, and it'll be Wildcat team foul 2. Benedictin has committed no fouls yet. And coming to the line with an opportunity at the conventional 3 is going to be Jennifer Jacobs, who's having a big start to the game. Already 6 points, looking for number 7. 3:36 to go in the opening quarter. Official over here telling Coach Murillo, got to get off the floor, Coach. Here's the free throw. Got it. So Jennifer Jacobs with 7 points, and the Lady Ravens go up 15-13. 3:36 to go in the first. BC will leave Stork in the game, and as Jacobs hitting that shot comes out, Carmen Morales enters. So it's Dork and Morales, Wade, Rami Brueggemann, and Kennedy Nicholson. This is pretty much spot on with the rotation that we have seen Coach Folsom put together during the course of the season. The ball knocked away for a minute, kicked back out on top, three-pointer up, new rebound, Morales. Carmen will sweep it down, and Brueggemann racing into the forecourt, little one-hand pass over to the left side, Nicholson all alone, set shot, three won't go, Carmen rebounds, puts it up too hard, rebound is going to be on the floor, and it'll be saved, down to the baseline by Tanya Tease. Here comes Baker. 3 minutes to go in quarter number one. Benedictine leading up by a pair. Baker goes into the lane, twisting, turning, spinning, shooting, and hitting the bucket. It's going to be Sophia Barrett off the bench. She's got four. And we are even again, 15-15. 2:46 to go, first quarter. Women's college basketball. Happy to have you along with us. Guys game coming up after this one with an anticipated 7:30 tip-off. And as Nicholson drives to the rim, getting inside Brianna Blanchard. Blanchard reaches out and picks up her first foul. Maggie Myers is going to come back into the game. Also back in is going to come Destiny Kiner for Baker. Benedictine is going to stick with their five. Nicholson, Brueggemann, Wade, Morales, Stork. And as quickly as I say that, Dubert runs to the line. And on the inbound, with no time off the clock, an offensive foul by Nicole Stork. Sent that illegal moving screen. Baker will have it back. Again, we're tied at 15. Inside, 3 minutes, closer to two and a half now to play in the first quarter. Maggie Myers will bring it down, sweep it over to the left side to Hannah Motzinger. Hannah Motzinger, a 5'11 junior from Lawrence. Here's a shot. It's a three from deep in the right side to the second three at a ball game for Alyssa Morris. Baker goes back up. Now it's 18-15. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Ravens in the lane. Brueggemann knocked to the floor. Her shot is going to be rejected out of bounds. No foul. Raven ball. Sophia Barrett will return to the floor. And she'll rotate out. I'm trying to figure out. Oh, 21. That's going to be Hannah Motzinger. Okay, she's now 21. She used to be number two. And the Ravens on the inbound. Don't handle it. It'll come back to Baker. Lady Wildcat basketball. We are inside. 2 minutes to go. Quarter number one. Bringing it up. Destiny Kiner. She'll sidestep to the left side. Dump it off on top. Back and away with the basketball is going to be Barrett. Shot clock has never been a factor in this game with these two teams so far. Back to the left is going to be Kiner, but now it might be. We're at seven. Here's Maggie Myers, back over to Kiner, who goes baseline, shoots, and scores. Right now, Baker doing a good job and having a lot of success getting the ball in the middle. The shots they're hitting are 3 to 5 footers and off the glass. Baker has forged again a 5-point lead at 20-15. Minute 15 to go, quarter one. On the left side, back to the right, the cross-court pass slapped out of bounds. It'll come back to the Lady Ravens with 11 on the shot clock. And Baker will rotate Motzinger back into the game. So Coach Marullo has played basically eight, and she, on every dead ball, is rotating somebody in and out. Here comes Brueggemann putting it in play. She'll be between the right side of the lane and the corner, down to the baseline. Riley comes off on top to Wade. Look at that. She'll go into the lane, put up a runner. That wasn't even close. And a rebound. Baker's going to save it. Wade launched a shot that had no angle on it. It hit the backboard and came straight back. Now Baker up the floor nearly turns it over. 18 on the shot clock. Wildcats with the ball, leading it by five in the last minute of the first quarter. First to the right side, then to the left, now back to the right again. Outward to the corner, three-point shot way too strong. Morales rebounds it down, gets it away to Brueggemann. Here comes Riley. She'll take it down the left side. 35 seconds to go in quarter number one. Benedictine with the ball, trailing three. Brueggemann will pull up, launch three, hits the back of the rim with a long rebound. And a Raven foul on Riley Wade. 29 seconds to go. Coach Folsom is going to get three starters back in there. Wade comes out, Morales comes out, and Brueggemann. out of the ball game. On the floor for the Lady Ravens will be four of the starting five, all but Jacobs. You've got Stork for her, and Nicholson has never been off the floor. Baker up court with it. Shot clock's off. Over to the right side is going to go Destiny Kiner. They'll start to the top, bring it back. For some reason, they've got Stork guarding Rihanna Blanchard. That's kind of a weird matchup. Blanchard, a 5'7" guard, and Stork is in there now playing at the three. Here's a shot from the top. Another three! Third three in the first quarter by Alyssa Morris as the buzzer sounds, and Baker has taken their biggest lead of the game at the end of one. We'll be back. First quarter of the ladies' game is in the book. It is Baker 23, the Lady Ravens 15.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Quarter statistics looking like this. Benedictine, they're not shooting that badly, really. I mean, 7-17, 41%, but have not hit a three yet in the game. On the other hand, Baker hitting 59% of their shots, 10 of 17, 3 of 7 from outside. Rebounding, 9 for the Ravens, 8 for Baker. BC has turned it over 4 times to Baker's 3. And again, the scoring as we pretty much had it for you. For Baker, Rihanna Blanchard with 9, Alyssa Morris with 9. 6 in the opening quarter for Destiny Kiner, Sophia Barrett 4 and 2 each for Tees and Blanchard. For Benedictine, 7 for Jennifer Jacobs, who has only played a little bit of the opening quarter. Jennifer, with, they've got her down at, what, 6 minutes? Didn't feel like that. Now the Ravens shot is going to go over the backboard and out of bounds. Benedictine, not laser focused here in the early going of the game this evening. Lady Wildcats with a basketball into the forecourt, leading by 8, looking for an early double-digit lead in their first possession of the second quarter. 23-15, Baker in front. Again, Benedictine, 21-5. Baker is 7-17, and we're going to have another foul by Stork. I suspect that will bring the end to her time out of the floor for the moment, and it will. She'll be tugged out of the game, and back in will come Jennifer Jacobs, and Benedictine will have its starting five back out there. It'll come into Alyssa Morris. She has been so good. Shooting from the outside, Alyssa Morris is 3 of 4 in three-point shots. This one for the Wildcats by Blanchard, no good. Benedictine with a rebound, and into the forecourt they're going to go. Here's Jenkins at the free throw line, tries to go back door, but the defender anticipates the pass for Josie, steps in front of it, Baker up the court. Here's Morris, it's another three, that one not even close. I mean, it was online. It's going to go out of bounds, and Coach Morello is on her feet lobbying that the shot was deflected, having been touched. The official says, I don't think so. 9 minutes to go in the half. Here comes Lauren Dubert. Into the forecourt, Lauren with 2 points so far this afternoon, early evening. The feed underneath, Rodinghouse goes up with a shot. Doesn't finish it strong, kind of softly. Got fouled, but probably could have hit that layup for a plus-one opportunity. But she's got to come to the line. The foul is going to be the second for Rihanna Blanchard for Baker, and now she will exit the floor. Back into the game, we are going to see Hannah Monsinger. Monsinger out of Lawrence, Kansas. She went to Bishop Seabury. So a lot of people in the care listening area might have seen her play some high school basketball. A lot of teams there playing Bishop Seabury. The first free throw is good for Rodinghouse, and it is her first point today. 8:56 to go in the opening half. Benedictine now down 7. And this free throw gets them back to within 6. Rodinghouse will hit them both, and it is 23-17. Here comes Baker. They'll bring it up on the far side. Baker fans over there are typically the student body for the large part. Most sit on that far side, and there have been a few more of them filter in. There's probably 18 or so now. Top side with it is going to be Alyssa Morris. Way over to the left, Tanya Tees. She tries to step inside. Nicholson, great defense. She's not going to allow it. Shot clock to zeros. They didn't even get a look at the rim. Outstanding defense for the Lady Ravens, and Benedictine will have it in play from right in front of the BC bench. Coach Folsom and Coach Marillo both on their feet in front of their respective benches. And Baker is going to take Marillo right back out of the game. So she was in there for a brief moment. And Destiny Kiner is in. Here's Benedict and Josie from 13 to yes. Josie Weiser with the short jumper, collecting her 4th points of the game. And it's 23-19. 8 minutes to go in the first half of this women's college game. Driving down, going in, going up. Shot may have been deflected. Rebounding it down is going to be Dubert. Benedictine running. It is a 3-on-3 break. Dubert goes all the way to the right side of the lane, pulls it up, skips it underneath. JJ turns shot. No foul called. Remarkable. The shot's going to be deflected, and she was clearly hit on the forearm. Back up with it is going to come Baker. Over to the right side is going to be Alyssa Morris. Right now they've got Jacobs playing in front of her, and she's got to play her more closely, because when she gets a little daylight, she has been phenomenal from outside. And now Baker with a miscommunication. The pass from Motzinger to the left wing. She was looking for Tanya Tees, but Tanya had broken to the baseline. There was nobody there. And it caroms into the Lady Raven bench. And it might have been Shea Lewis who came up with that rebound, sitting down there in a warm-up, third from the end. 7:26 to go in the first half. Kennedy, JJ, counting for two. Jennifer Jacobs coming back into the ball game. 9 for Jacobs, and Benedictine is back within a bucket. 23-21, the 7-minute mark of quarter two. Here's Morris with around the right side. Jumps back on top. Back and away with the basketball. It's going to be Kiner. Spins into the lane. Has a shot blocked by Nicholson. She blocked that one at the knee. And then trying to steal it back. A foul by Sophia Barrett. Barrett will collect her first foul of the evening. And it's 6:53 to go in the opening half. Benedictine trailing by two will be putting the ball in play in front of their bench. It will be Jacobs putting it in. And once again, out there for the Lady Ravens, it'll be Rodinghouse and Jacobs. Weiser, Dubert, and Kennedy Nicholson, who just had that big block. Lauren Dubert, her family here, they most frequently are. I don't think they miss much. Back out on top, it'll go to Rodinghouse. One dribble, back to the right side to Lauren. She plays around the Rodinghouse screen. Goes to the free throw line. The defender drops off. She puts up a 15-footer that won't go in. Jacobs reaching in, trying to get the rebound, and gets tangled up with Barrett. The jump ball called. And possession will go to Baker. It'll be Wildcat basketball coming in for the backcourt. And again, you've got Coach Marillo on her feet, having a word with the official down there. She's working him. Her assistant coach comes over, takes her by the arm, and kind of pulls her back over to the bench. For Baker, what a win would this be, huh? This is a season maker for them if they could pull one off. For Benedictine, what they're looking to do is keep pace and make that Saturday game as big as it possibly could be, and it is huge. Here's a little reverse layup, way too strong. Josie coming out with a board, outlets it long. Dubert attacks the bucket, goes in, goes up, running shot, no. Rebound Jacobs, out on top. Josie, her first three of the game, money. Josie Weiser knocks down the shot, puts the Ravens in front, and brings a Baker timeout. We're taking a break at 6:01 to go in the opening half in Baldwin City. Lady Ravens 24, Baker 23.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hunley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Jones of the Aguirre Sports Studio, producing and engineering. Tom Couch with you here courtside. And while I am no basketball savant, I can tell you the Pernambuco's trouble, part of the reason they've lost that 8-point lead, well, we're 4 minutes into the second quarter. They haven't scored yet. You got to score to win. I think I read that somewhere. Maybe it was in a Dick Vitale book or something. I'm not sure. Fog Allen wrote something. Here's a driving shot on the left side of the lane, and it's going to be fouled by Jennifer Jacobs. That will bring Tanya Teese to the free throw line. Jennifer Jacobs, foul number one, Benedictine. Team foul two of the second quarter. The other one belongs to Nicole Stork. And coming to the line, Teese, free throw, perfect, game tied. It'll be Tanya's third point of the game. The 5'9" junior from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Second free throw, no. Rebound Weiser. Here comes BC. We're tied at 24. 5:45 to go in the opening half. Benedictine into the forecourt. They'll give it over to Lauren Dubert. Will run the ball clip from the one. She's way out closer to center circle than top of the key. Now goes right side. Jacobs nearly travels, but is able to get rid of the ball in time. Out to Josie. Back over to Lauren, left wing. 7 on the shot clock. Off the screen. Lauren, wide open. Down Broadway. Shoots and scores. Dubert for two. Lauren Dubert's fourth point, and the Ravens back up by a pair at 26-24. Now the Wildcats into the lane. Little short jumper. No. Rebound Josie. And Baker continues to have scoring woes. They have not scored a field goal yet in the second quarter. Here's a pass into traffic by Kennedy. It'll be stolen, and the outlet on the other end is going to be stolen back by Lauren. Ravens back in control of the basketball inside. 5 to go in the second quarter. Dubert with it, little left-hand dribble. Directs traffic with the right. Now will feed into the lane. Back and in. Jacobs, no room. Kicks it out. Rottinghouse, she's good for three. That one won't fall. Rebound Josie. Kicks it back out on top. Kennedy. Nicholson. Left side of the lane it goes, back out on top. Dubert steps inside and turns it over. No way they're going to call a foul off the ball on Jacobs. So Jennifer Jacobs, foul number two. She's going to be checking out, and here it comes. She will rotate out, and back into the game, you're going to see Riley Wade. We mentioned Riley, the sixth senior, along with the starter. She is 5'9", out of just up the road, Olathe, Kansas. And Baker back up court with it in the hands of Destiny Kiner. 4 minutes and 20 to go and rolling along in the opening half. 26-24, Lady Ravens in front. At the baseline left, stepping with the basketball. That's just something that happens sometimes. You get the ball and you're so focused and so attentive to where you're going to go with it. You take that step without even thinking about it, and Hannah Monsinger turns it over. Benedictine taking it back the other way. Again, Lady Ravens going left to right here in the first half, and the pass is going to be stolen, and they're trying to get it back. Josie will commit a foul. So for Weiser, it'll be her first, and for Benedictine, that will be four second-quarter fouls. So for the last 4:08 of the half, Baker will be coming to the free throw line. Got to stop that little reminder. And here we go. Baker back down floor, Kiner left side. 6 points for Kiner so far. Oh, a beautiful backdoor pass and an easy layup off the right side. I'm not sure who got beat, but somebody failed to follow Sophia Barrett, and we're tied again at 26. 3:45 to go in the first half. Nicholson will take it over to the right side. Drives across, steps inside, back out on top. It'll go to Wade. Dumps it over to Dubert. Lauren attacks the bucket, gets double-teamed, lobs it right to Josie. Lost the handle for a moment, was able to recover it. Now Nicholson for 14, give her two. Kennedy Nicholson has six. 28-26, Benedictine, 3:15 to go in the first half. We're zipping right along here tonight. Skip pass over to the right side. Tanya Teese for Baker. Goes left side of the lane. Shot short. Rebound. Rottinghouse. She'll go Nicholson. Kennedy up the floor down the left side. Weaves to the middle. Kicks it over to the edge to Josie. where they've got defenders right at Josie's grill. Now out on top, Rodinghouse three again, like the first one, a little too long. Rebounding it down is going to be Blanchard. Here comes Baker. They'll get it up to Morris. Now from the top, a wide open three, missing. Offensive rebound, and the easy putback is going to be up and good. So for the Lady Wildcats, putting it back up and in, Sophia Barrett, her eighth point of the game, and tied again, now at 28. With that, we're going to get a Raven timeout, and Joseph, time for a break. 2 minutes and 27 to go in the first half in Baldwin. Benedictine, 28, Lady Wildcats, 28.
When you spend your hard-earned dollars on your favorite vape, you don't always know what you're getting, depending on where you go. That deal you got may mean a bootleg, even old stock. And that's why you should choose Skyway Vapes when making your selection. Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison, guarantees no knockoffs, no quick burnouts, and in many cases, even offers refunds. When you choose your vape, guarantee quality by choosing Skyway Vapes. 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison.
Hey, welcome back. Lady Raymond's coming out of the timeout, and we're going to get, we got Michaela Bauman out there. Also, Riley Brueggemann, also Carmen Morales, Riley Wade, and Kennedy Nicholson. I don't think Kennedy's been off the floor for a second in this game yet. Now Nicholson will drive and shoot and score Kennedy for two more. 8 points, Kennedy Nicholson, 30-28 Lady Ravens. 2 minutes to go in the first half. Baker has brought Maggie Myers in out of the timeout. So you got Kiner and Morris, Keys and Myers with Blanchard. Those are the Baker five. Morris trying to back in. Can't get to the middle. Bumps it back off on top. Myers has it. Shot clock's at four. Here's a shot from the top straight away and throwing it in. How about that back of my Destiny Kiner? Her first points of the second quarter, her first three of the game. And Benedictine now trails by one. These teams have been exchanging two-point shots, but that three changes things. And here's a running shot, badly missed. And Wade raced down the right side. And again, I think she thought maybe somebody would foul her and she might get a good hop, but that thing was not very close. And Benedictine is going to turn it over. So Baker's got the basketball, leading it by one, 31-30. And we're down to the last minute, 21 to go in the first half. BC will press just a little bit on the up court, just kind of keep you honest sort of a press. Pull up the dribble, dump over to the right side to Tease. Down back out center circle to Kiner. 1 minute to go in the half. Kiner backs away. Brueggemann, what a job defending her. Now down to the baseline, trying to go in, no room. Back to the free throw line, and we're going to get a blocking foul by Benedictine. And that's going to be team foul five. Baker, after running the shot clock down to about 5 or 6 seconds, they're going to come to the free throw line. The foul is going to be credited to Michaela Bauman. And Michaela coming out of the game, and back in will come Josie. And coming to the free throw line is going to be Rihanna Blanchard. Free throw? No. Blanchard has 2 points in a game of basket back in the opening quarter. Blanchard is a 5'7 sophomore, second free throw right in there. So she will have her third point of the game, and Baker leads by a pair, 32-30. 56 seconds left in the half, and now you'll see the Wildcats go to press, and you're going to see Benedictine bring Dubert back in. Here's the pass to Josie. She wanted to get it to Carmen, but could not, was wise to bring it back out on top. Now she'll go Carmen about 3 steps outside. Out on top, Brueggemann, 3-0. Wide right, and Baker will stand back and box out and let that thing go out of bounds. Wildcats making offense and defense substitutions. Back into the game is going to come Morrison Barrett. 40 seconds to go here in the first half. Baker with a basketball, leading it by a pair. walking up the floor, first to the right, now back to the left, and finally across the timeline with a little outlet pass to Maggie Myers. Shot clock and game clock about 10, 11 seconds apart, so Benedictine will have another possession, you would expect. Wildcats with that two-point lead, being very patient, just burning a little time down. Back out on top of the go to Barrett. Now it's stolen by Josie. Why is it with a steal? She looks right. Now we'll go in coast-to-coast, misses a driving layup. It'll be saved out on top to Dubert. Lauren will rescue it. Shot clock's off. 5 seconds, 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Lauren with a head fake, puts up a desperation shot, draws the foul at 0.8. It'll be three free throws for Lauren Dubert and an opportunity for Benedictine to go into the locker room with the lead. That was a great play by Lauren to dupe Sophia Barrett into committing that foul. Lady Ravens are all going to go into the backcourt except for Lauren, who's at the line. And it will be three free throws coming up here for Lauren. First one is good. And now the Ravens are within one. Now the pistol down here saying two free throws. We're at 0.8 seconds to go in the first half. Second free throw for the tie. Perfect. And now it is a 32-32 ball game. And the question is, will Benedictine go in with a tie or with a lead? Here comes Lauren's third free throw. It is going to be short. Baker boards it down. It's halftime. We'll be back here in Baldwin City to summarize the opening half for you. The teams are going off the court at intermission. It is Benedictine's Lady Ravens 32, Baker 32.
It's time now for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a couple. Quesituationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMG! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMG's quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Doing a little warm-up stuff is do not forget we've got men's college basketball coming up after this one here on CARE Radio with an anticipated 7:30 tip-off. Who knows, we might even get a little bit of an early start on that as the ladies' game has moved along quite briskly here tonight. Well, the Lady Ravens outscored Baker 17-9 in the second quarter. The problem is they were down by 8 after 1, so it's a 32-32 halftime score. Let's recap how it all shook out. First of all, for Lady Wildcats, it was a 9-point half for both Alyssa Morris and Destiny Kiner. Right at their heels, Sophia Barrett had 8. It drops in to Rihanna Blanchard and Tanya Tease, 3 apiece. For Benedictine, 9 in the opening half. For Jennifer Jacobs, Kennedy Nicholson with 8. And of those 8, no threes for Kennedy. And she's typically a three-point specialist, but she's at 4-2 so far in the game. 7.5 by Josie Weiser. 6 for Lauren Dubert. And Riley Roddinghouse with 2. Now, you talk about Benedictine and threes, and usually we see them kind of raining in. But right now, Lady Ravens are 1 of 8 from the outside. They've hit a single three, hitting 12.5%. They're also 13-32, 40% from the floor for Baker. 13-27, they're hitting just about half of their shots. 4 of 11 from outside, that's 37%. The difference saving grace for Benedictine. Good free throw shooting, where they're 5 of 6. Baker is 2 of 4. Turnovers, virtually identical. Points over turnovers, virtually identical. Rebounds, a slight Raven edge, 19-16. Assists, identical at 4 apiece. Steals, almost the same as 5 and 4. And total team fouls at 7 and 6. So you would expect the game going to be, you know, pretty close, but looking at those numbers and you look up at the scoreboard and you realize, you know what? That is exactly right. It is just that close. So for Benedictine, a little visit in the locker room and come back out, and the Lady Ravens looking to notch their 22nd win of the year. Baker tonight would love to pick up their 8th W on the season. And here's kind of what it boils down to. For the Lady Ravens, must not overlook this game. With 2 games left in the year, tonight, I guess a game and a half now, tonight's game, and then the final game of the regular season on Saturday up in the Nolan Gym. Here's how it shakes out. Benedictine is tied with Grandview for 2nd place in the conference. They are playing Grandview in the Nolan on Saturday. This is a must-see game. You got to come up there and watch this. It's going to be fantastic. 2 o'clock game for the ladies. The guys' game will be at 4. But for the ladies, if Benedictine perseveres here today, it will be 4 second place in the conference. You're like, well, what does that mean? That means a lot. What that means is when you go into the postseason tournament, you're going to have a home game. Okay, that's a given at this point. Winning that first round game, okay, you look at a second round game, the number 2 team would be hosting. The number 3 team would be on the road. So winning tonight and Saturday is a big deal, as it would earn you 1 additional home game in the conference postseason tournament. A big deal. Well, we'll be talking more about that as we go along. But right now, we're going to take a bit of a breather. Second half of the ladies' game coming up right away, and the guys' game will be after that. But right now, with our halftime score here in Baldwin City, Kansas, the Benedictine Lady Ravens 32, Baker Lady Wildcats 32. We're taking you back to our man Joseph in the Care Radio Sports Studio, where he's got a chilly February halftime.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger, like the Flamethrower or the Backyard Bacon Ranch. Follow it up with seasonal treats, including the Peppermint Hot Cocoa Blizzard, the French Silk Pie Blizzard, or the Frozen Hot Chocolate. Lunch, dinner, or snacks, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a t-couple. Quesituationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty 4-cheese quesadilla? OMG's! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMG's quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. This is Joseph Kerr with you this evening, taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule. We've got a lot on tap for you. Tomorrow, we'll have Sports Look. Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Scouts discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. After Sports Look, of course, we'll have Coach's Insight here at Hot Country 93.7. Then, Friday night, we'll have high school basketball, as we'll join JCN at ACCHS, 6 p.m. for the girls' game. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 7:45 to 8 o'clock. Saturday brings us to college basketball as the Benedictine Ravens close out the season hosting Grandview. Tune in right around 2 p.m. for the women's game. The boys will take, or men will take to the court around 4 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at the scores as I have them in the Heart of America Athletic Conference.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Natty Pine Oil is proud to announce the Pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The Pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Natty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
Taking a look at the Heart of America Athletic Conference, we've got some halftime scores to share with you in women's basketball. At the half in the Culver-Stockton Central Methodist game, it is Culver-Stockton by 1 at 32 points to Central Methodist 31. Graceland is trailing Peru State by 10 points as Peru State is sitting at 39 points at the half to Graceland's 29. Missouri Valley is leading Park 43-23 at the half. Clark is trailing Mount Mercy, with Mount Mercy sitting at 39 points to Clark's 29. Grandview and William Penn are tied at the half at 31-31. And Benedictine and Baker, the game that you're listening to right here at Hot Country 93.7, are sitting at 32-32 at the half. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a t-couple. Case situationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMG's! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMG's quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. An extreme cold warning begins at midnight tonight and continues until noon tomorrow. Lows dip down to about 13 below tonight. Under clear skies, winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Highs level off around 10 above. Lows level off around 9 below tomorrow night. Partly cloudy skies. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look outside here in downtown Atchison, we are currently reading 4 degrees with clear conditions. It feels like minus 11 out there with the winds out of the north at 10 miles per hour. Relative humidity 61%. The dew point minus 6 degrees Fahrenheit. Barometric pressure, it's currently steady at 30.73 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Couch courtside in just a moment.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Tom, you back yet?
Something fresh?
Head hello,
to
hello.
In Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh
Tom,
salads,
you back?
Wraps, and breakfast options, there's something
hello,
for
hello,
everyone.
Hello.
And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel. Perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hunley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
We're in the Collins Center here on the campus of Baker University in Baldwin City, Kansas, getting set to go to the second half of the ladies' game with a guys' game still on tap. Going to start about 7:30. Probably about 7:30. Looks like we're in good shape to get that promptly done. It is a 32-32 ball game going to the second half, and it would appear that both teams have their original starting fives out there. For Baker, it'll be Rihanna Blanchard, Antonia Tease, Alyssa Morris, Destiny Kiner, Sophia Barrett. From Benedictine, you're going to have Jennifer Jacobs putting it in play to Lauren Dubert. You've got Kennedy Nicholson and Riley Roddinghouse with Josie Weiser for Coach Folsom and the Lady Ravens. Benedictine with the basketball. We're underway in that second half. Josie will take it over to the right side. Back out on top. Now they'll beat Josie. She goes up from the in the middle. Doesn't get it to fall. No foul called. Here comes Baker. Lady Wildcats bringing it up the floor. Both these teams looking to break out on top first in the second half. Now they've got to run a little motion offense, side to side, Kiner with it. She'll swing over to the right side, comes back out on top. You know they want to get Morris that shot. Ravens see her with it. Now they'll defend her. Morris will drive in, spin in, follow away, shoot, and miss. Travel with a basketball. A little too much moving, a little too much spinning, and not enough dribbling the basketball. And the shot was not gotten away in time by Alyssa Morris. And Benedictine back up court with it. So, unlike in the opening quarter, when each team scored on the first possession, here in the second half, neither team has scored with their first possession. 9:20 to go in the third. Ravens with the basketball. Right side, Dubert. Back out on top, Kennedy. They've done a great job of stopping Nicholson from getting that long shot away. They'll go to the free throw line. Seven inside. Jacobs goes in, goes up. He will not miss that shot, and the Ravens are in front. Jennifer Jacobs in double figure scoring with 11. And it's 34-32 Benedictine at the 8:40 mark of the second quarter. Now the ball's going to be knocked away. It's on the floor. Josie dives for it. It's rolling. It's going to get away. It's going to get out of bounds. It'll be off Weiser. Her teammates run over. She climbs to her feet. She's fine. And Baker will have it in play at midcourt, right in front of the scorer's table. 8:37 to play here in the third quarter. Benedictine with a 2-point lead. Wildcats will bring it in. It's going to be Tanya Tease with the ball. Gets it to Morris. Swings over to the left side. Kiner in front of Dubert. Here's a three. Perfect. 3-point shot by Sophia Barrett. She's got 11. It's her first three of the game. And Baker gets in front once again at 35-34. 8:20 to go in the third. Josie, she goes three. There it is! Josie Weiser hitting her second three. Josie in double figures with 10. And it's 37-35. Benedictin. Weiser's going to slap the ball out of bounds and out of the hands of Maggie Myers. Going to go back into Baker, right in front of Coach Folsom now. They will bring it in. Wildcats rotated off on top, around to the right side, a wide open three, buried from the right elbow. Knocking that thing down, Tanya Tees, her first three. She's got a three, a one, and now another three. She's got six. 38-37. Stubert with the basketball up top side. Lauren does a great job of running this ball club from the one. Kicks it over to Josie, right wing. Baker's really picked up the defensive intensity. They are all over it. Here's Josie. That's a super long three, and it will not go in. And they're going to call an illegal block by Benedictin. Rodinghouse foul number one. Benedictin foul number one of the third quarter. 38-37 Lady Wildcats. 7:20 to go in the third. Baker accelerates, goes baseline, easy jumper, is going to be up and good, and two more for Tanya Tees. She had three in the first half, she's got five already in the first 3 minutes of the second half. Josie will take it over to the left side, guarded by Barrett. Works her way to the top, swings it over to Dubert. They want Jacobs, gets to her, backing in on Morris, it's going to be snapped out of her hands and out of bounds. Benedictine basketball at their baseline. 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. This game is, let's be candid, much closer than most people expected. Baker fans know that their team is playing better, and they've got a lot of inspiration for this game. They would love to make their season with a win over Benedictin here this afternoon or this evening. Dubert will inbound it. Lady Ravens with their starting five still out there. Rodinghouse, Jacobs, Weiser, Dubert, and Nicholson. It'll come in out on top, too. Josie, she'll pull up, hit for two. Josie Weiser for a couple. Benedictin would love to see Josie heat up here a little bit, and she puts the Ravens in front by one. Coast to coast, driving shot on the other end is going to be up and good. And they let the diminutive point guard, Rihanna Blanchard, cut all the way through the lane and go in, and she's got five. Baker in front, 42-39. 6:28 to go, third quarter. The feed into the corner to Dubert. Ravens back on offense. Lauren topside, Josie. Here's Jacobs, shot clock at six. We'll turn from 17 and hit it. Jennifer Jacobs. Offenses have come to play here in the second half, and we're going to get a Benedictine timeout. Taking a break with Coach Folsom at 6:12 to go in the third quarter. Wildcats 42, Lady Ravens 41.
When you spend your hard-earned dollars on your favorite vape, you don't always know what you're getting, depending on where you go. That deal you got may mean a bootleg, even old stock. And that's why you should choose Skyway Vapes when making your selection. Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison, guarantees no knockoffs, no quick burnouts, and in many cases, even offers refunds. When you choose your vape, guarantee quality by choosing Skyway Vapes. 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison.
Back out of the court for the Lady Wildcats. It's going to be the first five. Blanchard, Tees, Morris, Kiner, and Barrett. So we have not seen Coach Baruma make any changes. For Benedictine, the same thing would apply. The starting five continue to be on the floor. Nicholson, Dubert, Rodinghouse, Jacobs, and Weiser. Inbound pass going to be slapped out of bounds. Baker will have it in play near midcourt, and we're back at it. Baker will feed it, top of the key. Look at the back end is going to be Tanya Tees. She's really heated up offensively here in the third quarter. Wildcats work the perimeter. Lots of time. 13, 12, 11 on the shot clock. Driving on the right side of the lane. The shot goes up. It does not go in. And Benedictine foul probably on Jacobs. It's not going to be on Jacobs. Oddly enough, it's going to be on Lauren Dubert. It'll be her first foul. which is better than the third by Jennifer. And coming to the line for the Lady Wildcats, you're going to find Sophia Barrett. Her first perfect. Sophia Barrett, a good shooter. That is going to be her, what, 12th point? She's going to get one more, a little bit of a look at it here. And that one rolls and rolls, and it will go in. Took it a moment with the 6-foot senior out of Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Able to get that roll in. Now you're going to get Rodinghouse out of the ball game for Benedictine, and back in again. It is going to be Nicole Stork. Nicole had a few struggles in the early part of the ball game, got a little foul trouble early, and now she's going to step in front, get the pass, go up for the shot, get fouled, and will come to the free throw line. And a very unhappy Alyssa Morris commits that foul, and she is barking a little bit. Stork will come to the free throw line. Nicole, no points yet tonight. She's hoping to solve that right here. First one rolls around, but it goes in. 44-42. Gets them both. So it's 44-43. 5:38 to go in the third quarter. And again, Benedictine presses on the inbound play, but as the ball comes up before they retreat into the forecourt to set up their defense, player defense. Way upstairs with it is going to be Tanya Tease. Dumps it over to the right side. Blanchard looks inside, and there's contact. We get a foul, and that's probably the second on Lauren. It is. So Dubert picking up her second foul, both of which have occurred here in the third quarter. 5:21 to go in the third. And for Baker, backing out of play to inbound the basketball is going to be Destiny Kiner. Little skip pass, followed by Nicholson. Benedictine on the run. Ravens with numbers. Nicholson brings it down. Hook pass over to Josie. Has to hit the brakes, bring it back out on top, and Jacobs grabs the ball. And as she grabs the ball, Tanya Tease grabs her. Tease will pick up the foul, and it'll be her second. Three team fouls for Benedictine, two by Baker, approaching the midpoint of the third quarter. And still Benedictine unable to get any distance between themselves and Baker. In fact, they trail by one yet. Here's Dubert with it on top. One dribble goes to Jacobs, right side of the lane, into the lane, spins, shoots, missed it, rebound, Wildcats. So Baker with a basketball, leading it by one. Tease into the front court, in front of the scorer's table, goes to the right-hand dribble, goes all the way to the baseline, puts the shot up in traffic. There's contact. She's on the floor. She's fouled and coming to the line. The foul is going to be the third for Nicole Stork. So for Nicole, it is three fouls, no points. And back at the free throw line is Tanya Tease. She's one of two at the line. She's got 8 points. That makes nine. Baker goes in front, 45-43. One more shot coming up for the 5'9 junior from Tulsa. Second one is also good. 46-43, Baker. Tease transferring in out of Rogers State University. Now Stork right back out of the game. And coming on the floor will be Carmen Morales. Carmen gives Benedictine some nice height out there, 6'3". Benedictine up the floor. 4:44 to go in the third quarter. BC's going to get themselves in a little better spot. The ball is going to be slapped out of bounds. It's going to go off Nicholson, and Benedictine will turn it over. Again, Baker is playing some inspired basketball with 4:40 to go in the third quarter, leading by three, and they're going to have the ball in play in the backcourt. It'll be Barrett to bring it in, and she's going to go long cross court to Blanchard. Back, it'll come to Barrett. Up the floor is Kiner. They'll skip pass over to the left side of the free throw line, comes back off on top to Morris. Off to the right block it goes. Back and in, twisting, turning, falling away, missing the shot. Rebound is going to be tipped out. Jacobs will haul it in. Here comes Benedictine. Lady Ravens, fortunate that Baker missed a very easy layup. Here's Carmen. Back out on top. Josie with a defender in her face. Her three won't drop. Rebound to go back down is going to be Blanchard. Here comes Baker. 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Lady Ravens are going to have to find themselves a little bit if they're going to escape with a vital road win tonight. Back down the right side of the lane. Lots of contact. And what are we going to call here? The official says it is on the left side of the lane. It is going to be another one, a third by Lauren Dubert. That is pivotal. Three Lauren Dubert fouls in the third quarter. So Lauren will exit the game, and checking in for Benedictine is going to be Riley B. Free throw, yeah. I'll go with Riley B since Benedictine has three Rileys right at this point. First free throw for Blanchard is in. It's her sixth point of the game. And her seventh point is she will hit both of them. And Baker shooting extremely well at the free throw line is forged now. A 48-43 lead. 3:50 to go. BC out on top to Morales. Here's going to be Jacobs. Back over to Riley. Way out on top, Nicholson. The defense has not given Benedictine any breathing room. Now Nicholson will drive the right side of the lane and score her 10th point of the night. 48-45, Baker. 3.5 to go in the third quarter. So Benedictine staying close, but still trailing. Little skip pass will come to Morris. Early in the game, she was the shooter. Now we're going to have a foul in the lane, and I think Josie will be called for a little push from behind. For Weiser, it'll be her third foul, but here's the deal. Now Benedictine again. Team foul five. Baker again. Going to find themselves at the free throw line. Baker's 8 of 10 at the free throw line so far this evening. And now 9 of 11. They're shooting it very, very well. Destiny Kiner in double figure scoring. That is her 10th point. And her 11th point. So once more, BC down 5, it's 50-45. 3:20 to go. Here in the third quarter in Baldwin City. Back it in, Jacobs, no room, out on top. Kennedy for three, spins out. Rebound Morales. Carmen comes out on top to Jacobs. Back over to Kennedy. She'll go three again. Oh, yeah. Kennedy Nicholson, 13 points. And it's 50-48. And here's Coach Morello. She was like, you could just see her bouncing over here, knowing that you'd leave at Nicholson with that kind of daylight. That was a mistake. She was a little upset with her defense. Now driving into the lane. Here's a little off-balance shot failing. Ravens did not commit a foul. Brueggemann coming up. Gets bumped. Gets pushed. No foul. Over to the left side. Josie, kind of a running three. And somehow knocks it down, and the Ravens are in front that quickly. Josie Weiser buries one. Benedictine goes in front, 51-50. 2:22 to go, quarter three. Your Baker, you've got to be saying to yourself, we played the best basketball maybe of the season here tonight, and still we trail the Lady Ravens. The spinning shot up and good, and Baker goes back in front on an off-the-glass shot by Sophia Barrett. And it's 52-51. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Nicholson topside, gets double-teamed, nearly knocked to the floor, tries to get it over to Jacobs, and where's this foul coming from? We have a foul away from the ball. It is going to be on Baker, and it's going to be whistled against Hannah Monsinger. Now, for Hannah, not a big deal. It's her first foul. For Baker, only the third team. And before Benedictine gets the ball in play, Coach Marilla got to take a timeout and talk to her team, and we're going to take a timeout with 1:52 to go in the third quarter. This is a good one. Women's college basketball, where it's Baker 52, Benedictine 51.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball games? At Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Yeah.
club to exit their bench. Now Benedictine is going to come out on the court. It'll be Lady Raven basketball, and Riley Brungham is going to be putting it in play from just to the right side of the lane. She brings it into Jacobs, who will back in, twist, turn, square up, shoot, but miss it. And a rebound in the middle. Coming down with it is going to be the Wildcat. Clearing it away is going to be Tanya Tease. Here comes Baker. Tease all the way down. Goes in and up. Blocked by Morales. Oh, calling for a foul. And the official near midcourt makes that call. Not the official down in front of the play. For Carmen, it'll be her first foul. And once again, Baker coming to the free throw line. Baker's had a lot of free throws here this game. And the first one is up and in. And they are making the most of them. Baker is 11 of 13, 85% at the free throw line. That one does not go in, and the rebound pulled down by Carmen. So Morales will clear down the rebound off the missed free throw, and up the floor with it, here comes Benedictine. Lady Ravens trail by two. Out on top is going to be Riley. She'll start in, back away, drive right, goes in, drops a shoulder, puts up a shot, and gets a roll. First point of the ball game, Randy Brueggemann makes it a 53-53 ball game. A minute 10 to go in the third quarter. We are tied again. This is going to be some fantastic fourth quarter. I can guarantee that as we go inside a minute to play here in the third, tied. Little backdoor pass, twisting, turning, shooting off the window and scoring. Another couple of points for Sophia Barrett. It is 55-53, Baker. 45 seconds to go in the third. Josie attacks, shoots, scores! Josie for two and ties it up again. Josie Weiser, a 10-point quarter, 17 now in the game. And it is 55-55. 38 seconds to play. And now the official's stopping play for a minute. They're having a word with Coach Folsom. I think Coach Folsom is telling his players, the officials want you to maybe be a little more silent. I don't know if there's a little chit-chat going on out there, maybe. Full court pressure by Benedictine. So the shot clock and the game clock about 10 seconds apart, 9.5. Wildcats come into the forecourt, and topside with it is going to be Tanya Tease. Brueggemann defending her. Little bump. Tease drives in. Mishandles it for a minute, able to pick it up on the dribble, drive to the right side of the lane, lobs it way back out on top. Here's Moore. She was hot early. Another three. My goodness. She is a shooter. Alyssa Morris. That is her first bucket since the opening quarter. Maybe her first shot since then. Here's a three on the other side. Won't drop. Rebound. And there's going to be a Benedictine foul. Let's see where this foul is coming from. It's going to be on Josie. It'll be her third foul. And so, do we walk to the other end? This is huge because it is going to be shot with only 4 seconds to go in the third quarter. Now, Baker already leading it by three. They got a chance to go up by five. Josie is going to check out with that third foul, not wanting to pick up a fourth here at the end of the quarter. And returning to the floor for BC is going to come Riley Wade. Riley has 4 minutes of PT so far today. And back to the line, Sophia hits the free throw. And again, Baker continues to be stunningly good at the free throw line. Eyes it up. Second one. We'll hit them both. It is 60-55. 4 seconds left. The Ravens are going to have to go the length of the court, can they? They'll bring it into Riley. She gets to midcourt. She goes left. All alone, Wade. Now, it's the end of three quarters here in Baldwin City. We go to the fourth here in the Collins Center. It's the Baker Lady Wildcats 60, Benedictine 55.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Welcome
Sophia Barrett blazing the trail for Baker with 19 points. In fact, there are four Baker players. Hi, Miss Susan. It's good to see you. There are four Baker players in double figures already. Barrett with 19. Alyssa Morris with 12 on four threes and 11 apiece for Tanya Tease and Destiny Kiner. The other 7 points for Baker belong to Rihanna Blanchard. For Benedictine, 17. For Josie and Kennedy Nicholson with 13. Jennifer Jacobs with 13. Then it drops pretty dramatically. Lauren Duber, 6. And then 2 each, Riley Rottinghouse and Riley Brueggemann. Free throws continue to be the name of the game. Benedictine shooting great, 7 of 8. But Baker, 13 of 16 at the free throw line, about 84%. And that has kind of been a difference. Benedictine also not shooting really well from the outside on 4 of 15. Baker is 7 of 14. Here we go. Baker hitting 20 of 36 shots. They're hitting 56% from the floor. They are playing, again, maybe their best game of the season. And they've got the ball to begin the fourth quarter, and they got the lead of 5. Wildcats are working over to the left side. Lady Ravens have a big comeback effort to put together. Down to the baseline. The step inside. All alone. The bucket. It's up. It's good. And Riley Wade starts the fourth quarter. Commits a foul. 23 seconds in. Wade's second foul, and that will provide the Wildcats with a 3-point opportunity. And Sophia Barrett, now at 21 points, continues to roll them up. Free throw. Got it to bounce in. So Baker stretches its lead now to 63-55. That equals their largest lead of the game. They were up 8 around halftime, or at the end of the opening quarter. Now, as Brueggemann drives to the baseline, she gets fouled. The whistle is going to be on the Wildcats, Rihanna Blanchard. It'll be her third. So each team with one. And the Ravens coming to the line, and it will be stepping up there for Benedictine. It's going to be Riley. She's got 2 points back in the third quarter. Needs to be her first free throw opportunities of the game, and she'll hit the first one. Riley out of, as I recall, SJA. Second free throw. That one hits the back, caroms away, and the rebound is going to be cleared away. As again, it's Sophia Barrett. When Baker has needed a play, Sophia has been there for them tonight. And the Wildcats will come into the forecourt. 9:20 to go in the ball game. It is 63-56. Down to the baseline, the ball's going to get away. Here comes Benedictine back up with it. Jacobs clears it away. Dubert up the floor. She will skip pass over to the right side. Comes back out on top to Wade. The feed in the middle for Rottinghouse. Knocked away from her. Saved by Riley. Brueggemann will head for the baseline. Backs in. Twist. Turns. Baseline shot. Up. No rebound. Tipped out. Morris will pull it down. And here comes Baker with the basketball. And Destiny Kiner into the forecourt. 8:45 to go in the ball game. Baker with the basketball. Leading by 7. They'll swing it over to the right side. Dumps it there to Blanchard. They'll feed in the middle. It's batted away. Pick back up Baker. And a Benedictine foul. And again, Baker is going to be given free throw opportunity. A foul as another one on Riley Wade. It'll be her third. And coming to the line, probably the last person Benedictine wants to see up there, and that's Sophia Barrett. Barrett is 5 of 5 at the free throw line with these 22 points. She has been absolutely outstanding. Out of Cedar Rapids, Iowa, her first free throw is good. That makes it an 8-point lead again. And with that free throw, Baker has its largest advantage of the game. It is 65-56, and the Lady Ravens are going to put it in play from deep in the backcourt. Baker's going to quit that inbound press foolishness. They're just going to pick it up at midcourt. And we're going to get Jacobs out of the game, but Wade stays in. Okay. And Josie Weiser is in. The Ravens need offense. Here's Lauren Dubert. BC's got to find their shooters. Nicholson is not on the floor. Here comes Josie. She'll go baseline. Puts up a falling away shot. Draws a foul and will come to the line. 8:18 to go. You can look at Coach Murillo. She's all the way down to midcourt. 2 steps out, talking to her team. Her assistant coach comes over again trying to make sure keep her under control because she senses the opportunity for a huge upset on her home court here this evening. And she is speaking emphatically to Sophia Barrett as Josie Weiser's first free throw is perfect. Josie's able to put the first one in, giving her 18th point of the game. It is 65-57. One more on its way and also good. 65-58 with 8:18 to go in the game. Baker brings it up. And Sophia Barrett, Ravens have had no solution for her. Here's to the free throw line. Here's Barrett. She's all alone, undefended. That three doesn't go. But an offensive rebound underneath. Stork had the defensive call and did not box out her player. And now the pass through the middle is going to be stolen. Ravens coming up with it. Here comes Riley B. Over to the left side. Josie with a defender in her face. Buries a three. Josie Weiser knocks it down. She's got 21. It is 65-61. 7:40 to go. Baker cannot just sit back. They'll go back over to the right side. Into the corner to Morris. Ravens are shifted. Are you ready for this? Into the old 2-3 zone. Baker works the outside. They're having trouble with this. Now they'll feed in the middle. It's batted away. It's going to be saved nicely underneath. No room, though, for Keys. Now the shot off the window. Somehow it's good. And two more for Kiner. 67-61. 7:10 left. Still time. Wade goes left side. Dubert. Fuel driving. Gets bumped. Spins. Twists. Turns. Falls away. Misses the shot. Rebound. Nicely saved. Back over to the right side. It's going to go to Brueggemann. 6:50 to go in the ball game. Ronnie brings it out on top to Josie. Weiser will work it over to the left side. Back out on top. It'll go to Riley. Shot clock at 9. Shot clock at 8. Benedict is going to have to make a decision here. It's going to go to Josie. The defense is in her eyes. 4 seconds, 3. Dubert with 2. Has to put up a long shot. Air ball. The Ravens are not going to get a shot away. There will be a shot clock violation. And Benedictin not offensively looking to the rim enough there, looking for the shot, but never getting aggressive for the shot. It's going to be put in on the far sideline. Here comes Kennedy Nicholson back in. The senior from Wichita's, Goddard's Eisenhower High School. And a little west of Wichita on 54. You know where he's at. 6:36 to go. 67-61. Baker, Wildcats with the lead, with the ball. Out on top is going to be Destiny Kiner. Little left-hand dribble. Benedictin staying in that 2-3. Kiner all alone will launch a three, but it fails. And Benedictin is going to allow it to go out of bounds. And they'll be putting it in play in the backcourt. The Lady Raven five out there right now. Nicholson, Dubert, Weiser, Wade, and Stork. With 6:18 to go. And now Baker. For a moment they had Maggie Myers in there, but they're not going to leave her in there very long. They're going to get Sophia Barrett right back out there with her 26 points tonight. And Dubert comes up the floor with it for BC. Goes to the free throw line. Here's Wade, heads baseline, puts up a falling away shot, rolls across the front of the rim, off the backside, and the rebound is going to be lost out of bounds. Knocked out of play, it's going to be off Baker. So Benedictin will have it again down to the baseline. 6:01 to go in the game. Lady Ravens down 6. Benedictin 21-5. Baker 7-17 this season. But looking for a big, big win here at home in the final week of the season. Here's Nicholson. She will drive in. Couple of defenders around her. Her shot bounces out. No good. And on the rebound, Nicholson picks up a foul. Kennedy collects her first foul of the game. She collects very few. Not a lot of fouls for Kennedy. Jennifer Jacobs is going to come back in. That's going to take Wade out of the game. This is, interestingly enough, Jacobs is coming in here, but she is an defense player coming in as an offensive player, but she's going in on the defensive side right now. Dubert kind of says, Jennifer, you got to get over there. It's a 2-3 zone, and Jacobs will readjust her position on the floor. 5:40 to go in the game. Wildcats with a basketball leading it by 6. Now work to the right side, out on top, shot clock at 12. Driving in, bunny hop, 8-footer, rolls out. That's a rare miss for Sophia Barrett. Here comes Benedictin. And I got to be honest, I thought it was going to roll in. 5:20 to go. Out on top is going to be Josie. Plays off a screen. Now in trouble. Needs some help. Gets it out on top. Nicholson. The Baker defense is giving the Ravens fits. And now that thought for Stark, who doesn't realize it in time, throws her arm skyward, but the ball was already 6 feet beyond her. And Benedictine with another unforced turnover. Here comes Baker. Clock is going to become the deal now at 5:10 to go in the game. Wildcats leading it by 6, 67-61. The Baker crowd, you can feel a little electricity here. They're beginning to believe. And now here's the upcourt pass, and is it saved? No, yes. Stone back into the court just in the nick of time, and Baker was able to corral it. 9 on the shot clock, 4:50 to play. Wildcats over to the left side, the kick to the top, the wide open three way off, and a long offensive rebound to Morris. Baker's going to keep it alive. 4.5 to play in the game. Still, Baker with the ball, leading it by 6. Shot clock at 9. The Ravens do not want to foul here. Comes out on top to Kiner. Back over to the right side. Morris, it's 3. Too strong. Rebound. Taken away by Baker and pulled back away by Dubert. It's stolen back from her by Morris. Baker with the ball and spinning into the lane. There's going to be another foul on Stork. Stork collects her 4th personal foul with 4:17 to play. And Baker will come to the free throw line for a couple of shots. Step it up there. A very good shooter in Alyssa Morris. So Morris, who has not had a free throw yet today, front one is going to be short. She started the game with 3 threes in the opening quarter with 9 right out the gate. Second free throw she will bury. It is her 13th point. And now that makes it a 3-possession game, 68-61. 4:10 to go. Over to the right side is Josie. She'll pull up for the long 2. Got it. Josie Weiser breaks what has been for Benedict and feels like a long scoring drought. 68-63. Benedictine had not scored in over 3 minutes. It's 3:56 to play. Their last bucket came at, 7:10. Here's a 3. Yes! From Morris! Oh my goodness! She was inches inside the boundary. And knocks it down. Morris with another one. Here's Benedictine on top of it. Now they're down 8. Here's a long 3. No for Nicholson. We get a whistle and we have a foul on Baker. A push and the Ravens will be putting it a play down to the baseline. The foul is going to be on Blanchard. It is her 4th foul. It is 71-63. Ravens are down 8. Blanchard out of the game and back in is going to be Hannah Monsinger, who's played some spot duty. She has no points in just a few minutes of play. And now the officials are stopping the game, and they're trying to get the nets down. All night long, these nets have tangled. And now the officials are stopping the play, and they're straightening the nets on both ends of the floor. The Baker nets are a little longer than they probably should be and much more worn, making them very pliable and prone to flipping up and catching. Here's the inbound. It's up and good. JJ for 2. Jennifer Jacobs at 15 points, 73-65. 3:20 to go. Time is of the essence. Benedictine's got to be unable to give up much more. Another 3 for Morris. In and out. I was thinking it was halfway down, and Nicholson rebounds it away. Gets it away to Dubert. Lady Ravens up the floor. Dubert feeds underneath to J.J. and double dribbles the basketball. She was going to go to Josie. Then she saw Jacobs in the lane, changed her mind, and in the process gets both hands on the ball, and the Ravens are going to turn it over. A little mental error with 3:05 to play. Here come the Lady Wildcats. They're up 6. Baker goes left side. Morris passes up that open 3. They're more interested in running time off the clock. 2:50 to go and 17 on the shot clock. Back out between the circles with the basketball. It's going to be Kiner. Destiny working in front of Nicholson. Shot clock at 7, at 6. Shot clock at 5, at 4. Shot clock at 3. The kick to the left, the 3-pointer. Short rebound, Ravens. 2.5 minutes to go. Baker did a great job of burning time down. The feet underneath, and it's going to be off the hands. Oh, Stork was lucky a defender reached out. Jacobs passed the ball to Nicole. And look for a moment like Benedictum is going to turn it over on that possession, but they'll have it back in. With 2:29 to go in the game, they are down 6. And now Dubert loses it, picks it back up, gets it to Jacobs. She goes to the right, comes back out on top to Nicholson. The defense has been fantastic. Nicholson goes baseline, puts up a way too hard shot, and rebound is out of bounds. It'll be Lady Raven basketball. 9 on the shot clock, but time. It's all about the time. We're down to 2:14 to go. Back into the game for Baker. It's going to come Blanchard. So, Hannah Monsinger gave her just a moment of rest, but she goes out there with 4 fouls. No other Baker player has more than 2. It comes into Josie off the screen. The set shot. How did she do it? It's another one for Josie. Weiser makes it 71-68. Back to a 3-point game. Baker, left side. Here's Morris. 3, short, long rebound. Baker's going to save it. And it's going to be a full timeout. Smart timeout by Coach Murillo. We're taking a break with the Wildcats with a 1:55 to go. What a finish in store. Baker 71, Benedictine's Lady Ravens 68.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger, like the flamethrower or the backyard bacon ranch. Follow it up with seasonal treats, including the peppermint hot cocoa blizzard, the French silk pie blizzard, or the frozen hot chocolate. Lunch, dinner, or snacks, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
To the Collins Center on the Baker campus. We're down to 1:55 to go in this women's college basketball game, and we are coming down to the wire. It is 71-68. Baker in front on their home court here in Baldwin City. Coming out of the timeout for Benedictine, it'll be Jennifer Jacobs and Lauren Dubert. You're going to have Nicole Stork, Kennedy Nicholson, and Josie Weiser, who's had the hot hand, as she so much has this season. So many games. Out of the court for Baker, it is going to be Blanchard and Tease, Morris, Kiner, Barrett. They're starting 5. Topside with it is going to be Destiny Kiner. They're going to run some time. 11 on the shot clock. They'll swing it out on top to Barrett. 7 on the shot clock. Barrett will play off the screen, gets inside, goes in, goes up, underhand shot, gets it in. Barrett cannot miss tonight. It's now 73-68. With 1.5 minutes to go, and Benedictine throws it away. Lady Ravens pitched it over to the far side. It's going to get away and go out of bounds, and Baker will have it in. They need one great possession here, and then the Lady Ravens are going to have to start committing some fouls. Inbounding it is going to be Tease. She'll bring it to Morris, back to Tease. Ravens are now pressing full court, pressing the basketball, long cross court pass over to the right side, toss the timeline, comes Kiner. She has the ball knocked away from Hurts on the floor, but Kiner's able to pick it up, and we're going to get a timeout taken by Baker. Coach Murillo is a little concerned that she was going to lose control of it and call a quick timeout. Joseph, we're going to take one with him with 1:18 to go. Wildcats 63, Lady Ravens, or Wildcats 73, Lady Ravens 68.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a t-couple. A quesituationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty 4-cheese quesadilla? OMG's. I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMG's quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
All right, here come the Lady Ravens, the last team to come out, and it is going to be Stork with Weiser, Dubert, Nicholson, and Jacobs. Here we go. Baker putting it in, 20 on the shot clock, and a minute 18 to play in the game. Baker with the ball. They'll drive into the lane. Nobody steps in front, and the driving layup uncontested. There was no defense provided at all, and Tanya T saw it. She's got 13. BC in trouble. They're down 7 with a minute to go. Here's Josie with it on the left side. Just sits there, holding the ball. Now drives in, goes up, missed the layup. Rebound, Jacobs missed the layup. Rebound, Benedictson, and we will have a Raven foul. It will take something special for the Lady Ravens to come away with a road win here tonight. 75-68. The foul is going to be the third by Jennifer Jacobs. More importantly, it's the fifth by Benedictson, which is going to put Baker on the other end of the floor. And coming to the free throw line is going to be Blanchard. She's 3 out of 4 at the line tonight with 7 points. And she can give her team what may be an insurmountable lead. The free throw up and perfect. Baker continues to be splendid at the free throw line where they are now, 18 of 22, 82% from the line as a team. The free throw got them both. It's now 77-68. Lady Ravens with their largest deficit of the game and less than a minute to go. Benedictson can waste no time. Here's Nicholson. They're running too much offense. Josie on the right side with the defender in her face. That's going to be Barrett. Josie will drive in, go from 17, got it to roll. Weiser got the two-pointer. 77-70. We're down to 35 seconds to go. Ravens will allow them to get into the forecourt, and Baker's not going to press for it. They're going to come out on top, and Dubert does the right thing, commits a foul. It'll be her fourth, but that is not the issue. The issue is that Benedictson down 7 with less than a half a minute to play. And coming to the free throw line, that is going to be Tanya Tees. She is, 4 of 6? And that one misses. Tanya Tees has missed 3 free throws. Blanchard has missed 1. No other player has missed a free throw tonight. This one is good. Baker goes up 78-70. We're going to get a timeout. Taking a timeout with Coach Folsom with 27 seconds to go in the game. Lady Wildcats 78, Benedictson 70.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
For the Lady Ravens, it'll be the basketball in play from the 28-foot line on the far side with 27 seconds to go in the ballgame, and they're down 8. They are 3 scores behind. Going to take a little Raven magic here. Comes into Jacobs, to Dubert, out on top Nicholson. God, they're taking too much time. Here's Josie. She got away a quick shot. It won't go in. Rebound underneath to Jacobs. Kicks it back to Dubert. She'll fall away and go 3. It doesn't go in. Rebound Josie falls away. It doesn't go in. Rebound Baker is going to go out of bounds to Benedictine, but now only 10 seconds remaining. What a huge win this is for Baker tonight. This is a punctuation mark on a season. Dubert will bring it in. It'll go to Nicholson. She'll launch a 3. Gets it. Kennedy Nicholson with 16. 78-73 with 8 seconds left. Baker's just going to run it out of the backcourt. Finals? No, wait. Did they commit a foul? No. I thought they were going to end it, and they were going to put him on the free throw line. 7 seconds left. And you know who's going to come to the line, right? Baker's smart. Coach Murillo said, you inbound that ball only to Sophia Barrett. So she got the ball, and she got fouled, and she's come to the line. 7 of 7. Now 8 of 8 at the free throw line tonight. One more free throw for Sophia. She's made it a 6-point and now a 7-point game. It is a three-possession game. Baker's going to take a timeout, and we're going to hang on to it here. Baker taking a timeout for one reason, to celebrate this huge win here tonight over Benedictine. Baker has now won, and we're going to count tonight, throw it in there. They won 5 of their last 7. And Tori Murillo is getting Coach of the Year talk thrown around, and maybe that's just not wrong. 7 seconds ago in this one, the guys' game still coming up. And it's not going to be at 7:30, but it's going to be pretty close. Benedictine at Baker men's game here on K Radio, yet to come as a hoops doubleheader tonight. These Ravens are going to be back in the Nolan Gymnasium for the final game of the regular season Saturday afternoon. We'll be with them as it'll be Grandview busting down from Des Moines to come play. Ladies game at 2 o'clock and a guys game at about 4. Be in the Nolan. It is going to really be the senior day for the guys. As senior day for the ladies was earlier, and you know, a lot of the guys are going to get a little extra recognition as families who made some long-distance plans to be there are going to be on hand Saturday. Here we go. It'll come into Josie. She'll spot up. She'll shoot it. It's out. Rebound Baker. And Josie's going to commit a foul with 2 seconds left, to the chagrin of the crowd. So Josie will pick up her 4th. Bank at 5th. Josie will pick up her 5th. And so she's going to foul out with 0-2 left. 28 points tonight for Josie Weiser. And coming to the free throw line is going to be Alyssa Morris. Now, Baker's going to put some of the kids out there. They're going to get Haley Smyers out there. Haley is a freshman from Kilgore, Texas. They're going to get her out there. And who else is Coach going to let have a moment in the sun? Maddie Wilbeck is going to come into the game. Maddie's a freshman from Brookfield, Missouri. Second free throw is going to be good. And let's see who else coming into the game for Baker. Won't matter. Ravens are going to bring it in. 1 second, and they're not going to bother. Final score, Baker 81, Benedictine 73, and one of the big upsets in the conference this season. We'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time now for the Amber Well Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage starts right after this. Amber Will Atchison invites you to the first annual Community Health Walk, Sunday, March 2nd from 2 to 3 at the Atchison Family YMCA Cray Community Center. This is a free event and all are welcome. Enjoy a 30-minute indoor walk, heart health tips, fun activities, snacks, and free swag for all attendees. Bring your completed Heart Month Challenge fitness log to be eligible to win great prizes from local businesses. Come out, connect with your neighbors, and put your heart health first. For more information, visit amberwellhealth.org or call 913-360-5554.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
For the Baker University Lady Wildcats, coming away with an impressive and probably a season highlight. No, it is their season highlight. It's a non-comp Benedictine tonight, 81-73. To do it, they shot 50% from the floor, 8 of 22 from outside, and at the free throw line where the Ravens put them a lot tonight. They were 23 of 29 free throws. 29 attempts, hitting 80% of them. Lady Ravens, 42% from the floor on 28 of 66, 7 of 22 from three-point range, 10 of 12. They shot great at the free throw line, but they also shot, 18 fewer free throws in this game. Thank you. Scoring in the ball game today? Well, let's talk about Baker. And if you talk about Baker, you got to say Sophia Barrett because she was phenomenal. She had, count them, 30 points tonight, including 11 of 11 at the free throw line. 17 tonight for Alyssa Morris. Tanya Tees with 14, 11 for Destiny Kiner. Brianna Blanchard had the other 9. Only the starters for Baker put any points on the board. For Benedictine, well, it was almost only the starters. The non-starters for the Ravens had 5. Josie Weiser, 29, led the way. Kennedy Nicholson had 16, and Jennifer Jacobs, 15 for Benedictine. It was 6 tonight for Lauren Dubert. Riley Bruggeman with 3. Riley Roddinghouse, 2. Nicole Stork with 2. So, again, only the 3 for Riley B and the 2 for Nicole Stork. The only points scored by non-starters for Benedictine tonight. With this loss, the Lady Ravens are now 21-6, 18-5 for Baker. It is 8-17, 7-16 in the conference. That said, Saturday's game is still going to be the same kind of a deal for Benedictine's Lady Ravens. A win over Grandview Saturday. Even though the Lady Ravens are going to go in trailing by a game, if they win that game, both teams have the same record. Benedictine will have a tiebreaker as they will have defeated Grandview twice. They won earlier, a couple of weeks ago on a Monday night up in Des Moines. So a must win for the Lady Ravens to get that number 2 spot in the conference postseason tournament. That said, final score again in the ladies' game. It was Baker coming away with an upset, 81-73. Guys' game coming up shortly. Both teams are out of the court warming up. We'll be back with that in about 18 minutes. Until then, we're going to kick you back to the K-Radio Sports Studio. We are going to be in the capable hands of Joseph. We'll be here in Baldwin City before you know it. Did not knock you off this bench up here. Man, that was quite a game that just happened out here. And I don't know. It just seemed like the ladies were battling and battling hard and just that close, but it was one of those kind of nights.
Yeah, we just couldn't get over the hump, right? You know, every time we'd make a run, they'd have an answer for us tonight. And, yeah, a lot of loose balls there at the end. Wish we had gotten the rebounds and had the opportunity. We had some stops and then couldn't track down the long rebounds.
That all said, it was still another fantastic game. I mean, you got Josie has continued to play better and better as her career has gone on. And here she is, 28 tonight. I mean, it was just a fantastic game.
Yep, you know, hitting shots from the perimeter, have some nice drives through the basket. You know, good pull-ups, too. Yep, for sure.
Also double figures, Kennedy Nicholson, Jennifer Jacobs, her senior group. It seems like they have been really solid all year long. And you look at the numbers, the difference here tonight was like free throw trips.
Yeah, they got there a lot. You know, in that second half, I feel like we fouled them way too many times. And they got to the line a ton. They shot 29 free throws to our 12 and hit 23 points on the free throw line. That's too many points to give up there for sure.
A lot of free throw points, but you've got no time to like really pay attention to this, because now you look at the Saturday game and, you know, it changes the Saturday day game none at all. It makes no difference.
Right. We're still playing for second place. Still playing for second place. So, you know, we have to win that game no matter what. And so we got to come out ready to go and be ready to play Grandview at our place on Saturday at 12 o'clock.
And, yeah, I was going to say, it's a noon game now,
noon game,
the ladies.
Yep, 12 o'clock.
And Grandview, we'll remind everybody, you had a tremendous game up there. It was the last game of the long road trip up in Iowa, and you came in there. You think you'd have been tired, and the ladies really stepped up, and I'm sure that they're going to be really stepping up here again because they know what's involved here. They know how important this one is.
Yep, for sure. You know, it's a big, big game for sure. So, we got a couple days to get ready, and we're back in our gym, which is nice. We've been on the road the last 3 games.
So oh, my gosh.
Get back in our gym again.
I guess I didn't realize early in the season, were we at home that much? It didn't really feel like
it
because
it feels like
we're on the road.
It does. We're on the road a lot. You're right, you know.
And for your meeting with Grandview, I mean,
the when I watch Grandview up there, they're awfully, awfully good. I just thought that your ladies had played a fantastic game against them up there. I thought that was one of their best performances on the year.
It was. You know, we were both trading baskets back and forth, playing, getting good possessions on both ends. And, you know, they shoot the ball really well. And I thought we really guarded. And it was, like I said, it was back and forth the whole game. Both teams were making plays throughout the entire game.
And, of course, you know, did you have senior night? Yeah, but it's still a last regular season game for the seniors, even though senior night was before. I mean, it's got to mean something ago, right? Special to everybody, right?
That's right. You know, definitely. You know, it's our last regular season game. It's in the Nolan Gym, and, yeah, we got six seniors. So, yeah, it'll be a big game for us. And, like I said, hopefully we can get a great crowd in there on Saturday.
And I'm not putting the cart before the horse here, but for people to be able to kind of plan, you will be in the postseason tournament. You will have a home first-round game. And when will that be?
That'll be Tuesday night at 7. So
okay.
Tuesday night, I don't know what the date of that is, but Tuesday next week, 7 o'clock.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So the women's tournament runs Tuesday, Friday, Monday, and the men will run Wednesday, Saturday, Tuesday. So we're Tuesday, Friday, Monday.
Okay.
Over the next week.
So home game, we'll figure out who it is. It doesn't make any difference, right?
Yep, that's right.
Get them up for the gym.
That's right.
Coach,
that's right.
Appreciate your coming up here tonight, and take them home and get them rested up. We're looking forward to Saturday. Saturday is going to be great fun.
Should be. Thank you, Tom.
You bet. Chad Folsom, head coach of the Lady Ravens. And tell you what, Joseph, give me about 4 minutes, come back, and we're going to have the guys' game here on Care. They're warming up.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard right here on Care Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.